Kamala Harris is being questioned, and it's a fair question. You know, you want to do X, Y, and Z to save the country, right? Well, why aren't you doing it now? Right? So that's a fair question. And Republicans highlight all the damage the Biden administration's doing. Similarly, why are they funding it now? Next month, Congress comes back after the House, at least, after a 6-week vacation. Do you get a 6-week vacation? Can you take six weeks away from your job? Can you say, boss, I'm going away for 6 weeks. Don't bother me. Now, I know that's not literally what happens at the House. They do a little bit of work, but they're not doing anything, practically speaking. They're away. They get to do whatever they want for 6 weeks. And when they come back, by the end of September, they're supposed to pass what is known as a continuing resolution, which is government speak for writing a blank check to the federal government for operations with virtually no oversight. And so what conservatives want is that if you're going to allow the government to be funded that through that method, you have to at least pick one or two or three or four things. Maybe one thing, how about that, that you're willing to demand in order to get that blank check. Like protecting the border, shutting down Jack Smith, investigating the 25th Amendment, what's going on with the Biden coup. Censorship, you name it. Making sure illegal aliens don't vote. Right now, they're not supposed to vote under law, but there's no teeth to those rules because there's no proof of citizenship required to register to vote or vote. How is that being allowed? And they don't want to fix any of it. They don't want to do anything I'm talking about. They don't want to tie this to a continuing resolution because they fear a government shutdown. And they're unwilling to shut the government down to do anything, to protect the border. I don't know about you. I'd shut the government down to protect the border. I'd shut the government down to make sure that the leading candidate for president isn't put in jail under false pretenses and violations of and through abuses of government authority and prosecutorial power, to protect tens of millions of Americans from censorship. Yeah, I'd shut the government down over that for a week or two. And so it's all happening again. And I was up on the Hill last year, almost a year ago. It was probably in October. I forget when this press conference was, with some conservative members on Capitol Hill and other conservative leaders, highlighting the need for leadership. At the time, it was Mr. Speaker McCarthy, and now it's Speaker Johnson. And we still need the leadership on these key issues. I think it's worth playing this press conference clip again.
I'm Tom Fitton. I'm president of Judicial Watch, America's leading government watchdog organization. We have a simple request for Congress. Do your job. It's not enough to do investigations and reports. We need to stop the government corruption and abuse that is so concerning to the American people. In this new budget fight, or basically the old budget fight that we're being asked to pretend is new, there's an inflection point. Are we going to continue to fund Republicans in the House the wild abuse by the Biden administration of its political opponents, the mass censorship of tens of millions of Americans, the border invasion we've heard so much about, and the other wild abuses of power that are right now fully funded with Congress? And I don't know what we're talking about with a clean CR. I see a dirty CR, a CR that will fund the worst of dirty politics and corruption in our federal government. And there's a positive moral obligation right now, not next year, but right now, to stop the abuses, the effort to jail Trump on pretextual, unprecedented charges in a way never seen before in American history. An obligation to stop right now the Biden administration censorship of tens of millions of Americans. The obligation to stop right now the illicit use of tax monies to fund abortions in our military and elsewhere. We need to stop right now the attack on children through the promotion of transgender extremism. We need to stop right now the lack of serious investigation into the Biden administration corruption, specifically Biden corruption. We need a Justice Department or a special counsel that has confidence of the American people. All of these issues can be addressed in this continuing resolution. And if they don't want to address it, that suggests to me those who vote for it are on the side of corruption, and those who oppose it are on the side of justice. Thank you very much.
Yeah, exactly. And it applies to the continuing resolution. Everything I said applies to the continuing resolution that's coming up again, another one. So there was a fight last year over a continuing resolution. I think there were at least two or three fights previously this year, and there'll be another fight in September. And I got a little more explicit with our friends at OAN and John Hines, you know, with, again, an interview that is from a year ago, but is highly relevant right this moment. Here, let's go to that.
Sir, you're gathered here at Capitol Hill with some lawmakers and some other organizations. What's your message to the American people?
The American people want accountability for the corruption they see. And I think they would be extremely upset to know that a House controlled by Republicans is funding virtually everything they're upset about, whether it be the abuses of Trump and other innocents, the censorship of millions of Americans, the border invasion. I mean, they get money to help the illegals cross the border. All this has been funded to date by the Republican Congress, and this is an inflection point from which they can go away from that and towards justice.
So it seems like the fact that some of the apparatus of the government seems to be out of control perhaps is related to the budget funding involved here. Is that essentially where that's going?
Yeah, budget and corruption are inextricably linked. And if you don't like Biden corruption, you're going to want to pay attention to how it's handled in this continuing resolution.
Finally, Mr. McCarthy came out. He said that looks like impeachment is imminent. Your thoughts, sir?
I've always thought impeachment was inevitable. It was just a matter when Speaker McCarthy understood that he had no choice but to allow it to proceed. But we appreciate that he did allow it to proceed, and it's been escalated among the three committees investigating Biden corruption. And I'm hoping they accelerate the investigation and get even more aggressive. And as this budget fight shows, impeachment's necessary, but it's not sufficient.
Well, of course, they just abandoned impeachment last week, as I told you. And, you know, that shows you why, and, you know, my comment on Republicans funding everything they oppose, you know, this is why when you kind of get involved in these campaign fights back and forth, you should take a step back and just kind of remember what's good for the goose is good for the gander. Because Kamala Harris is being questioned, and it's a fair question. You know, you want to do X, Y, and Z to save the country, right? Well, why aren't you doing it now? Right? So that's a fair question. And Republicans highlight all the damage the Biden administration's doing. Similarly, why are they funding it now? You see how it works both ways? And that's why I try to be not down the middle philosophically, but really clear-eyed that we have failures of leadership all around in both political parties when it comes to defending our Republican core values. And I mean Republican in the small r. So if you want Congress to do the right thing, or whatever you want Congress to do, you need to exercise your First Amendment right to petition your government and communicate with your members of Congress at 202-225-3121. That's 202-225-3121. Ask for your member of Congress. If you don't know who your member of Congress is, call and ask who your member of Congress is. I think they can direct you even if you know your zip code or something like that. Or you can look it up online, obviously, and let them know what you think about this continuing resolution fight. Are they going to allow Trump to be jailed? That's the plan. Ask them, are they going to investigate the coup? Media isn't going to, doesn't care about it. I mean, Kamala Harris had her first interview with CNN. She had Tim Walz with her. There were a few clips I watched on Instagram here. Let's run those.
Dana, I think the most important and most significant aspect of my policy perspective and decisions is my values have not changed. You mentioned the Green New Deal. I have always believed, and I have worked on it, that the climate crisis is real, that it is an urgent matter to which we should apply metrics that include holding ourselves to deadlines around time.
Here, I'll give you a little too much information.
Go for it. There's no such thing, Madam Vice President.
My family was staying with us, and including my baby nieces, and we had just had pancakes and, you know, Auntie, can I have more bacon? Yes, I'll make you more bacon. And then we were going to sit, we were sitting down to do a puzzle. And the phone rang and it was Joe Biden. And he told me what he had decided to do. And I asked him, are you sure? And he said, yes. And but that's how I learned about it.
Boy, that was a lot of nothing in terms of information on the coup. As I highlighted in my comment, you know, pancakes, bacon, and a coup. I mean, what did she know and when about his cognitive disabilities? Maybe Congress can have a hearing on that. I mean, in the meantime, Biden is completely out of it. Basically sprawled out on a beach in a way I've never seen a president do. I had a quick video on the 25th Amendment issue that's continuing despite media efforts to suppress it and Republican failures to provide leadership on it.
You know, seeing this video of Biden up there at the beach should remind all of us to ask the question, who is running the White House? He ain't. He doesn't have the cognitive ability to do so. That's why there was this coup against him to remove him from the campaign. But there's a constitutional method for protecting the American people from a disabled president such as Biden, and that's the 25th Amendment. Now, I know it may be inconvenient politically and practically, but our national security depends on having a competent president. And we don't have one right now. And I'm not going to stop talking about it.
I mean, you could just see his movements behind me there of that one video. It was very disturbing. He doesn't have the capacity to serve. At least that's my view. And you can be sure people close to him know it. And the fact they haven't done anything about it is an abomination. You know, and I'm going to keep on asking questions about it. I'm sorry. I'm going to keep on asking questions about it. Just like I'm going to keep on asking questions about the coup. 15 million votes erased. No primaries for Kamala. She just gets the nomination. We're not allowed to ask how it happened. Is that the way democracy is supposed to work? So we have ongoing investigations on all of these issues, including on the 25th Amendment. Number of FOIAs out there already. So we're not, I'm just not fulminating about it. We're actually doing an investigation.
Thanks for watching. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button and like our video down below.